VOC Breakfast with Gollum Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Yesa, only on The Voice of the Cape.
7:31 is where we're at this morning. If you just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you with us. We move along now to our next feature. Now, parents of learners who are starting grade 1, or rather start with grade R, grade 1, or high school next year, they are being advised to apply to at least 3 schools once the registration portal opens. And the WCED is basically preparing for the opening of admissions. And this morning we will be speaking to the WCED spokesperson Brona Hammond to discuss preparations made for the day and whether, you know, any delays are expected. So, Brona, good morning and good to be chatting to you.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners.
So, perhaps before we speak about, you know, the current registrations for next year that will be opening up, just taking a look back at the past year. I mean, 2020 was quite a year. How did our registration sort of fare out, you know, for the 2021 academic year per se?
Yeah, I think it has been quite a challenge because we weren't sure about how COVID would affect registrations this year. So at the end of last year, so before lockdown, we actually completed the enrollment process for 2021. Mm-hmm. And that ended on the 15th of March. So it was just before we went into lockdown. But, you know, that period, people kind of forgot about whether, you know, if they didn't apply during that period. I think a lot of people just left it because schools were closed and so forth, and actually only really applied late last year. We saw quite a lot of late applications this year compared to last year, and that really does affect our planning. So that's why it's just so important that parents do apply during our application period, because it does affect our planning, and we have seen it this year. But, you know, every year we have late applications, and I think we're just trying to avoid it as much as possible because, you know, we can place mobiles in certain areas where we've seen growth or there's a bigger demand. You know, we can try and adjust our, you know, the way that, you know, our schools operate. And it's just there's so many implications and factors that we need to take into account, and it's got budget implications. You know, we can't just develop a mobile school within 3 weeks or even a mobile classroom, you know. Mm. So it really does affect our planning, and COVID did have an effect, but, you know, unfortunately, this is what we see every year.
Mm. So now, of course, you know, registration that will be opening for the next year, I mean, when does the registration process open?
Okay, so the registration process opens this Friday, and I can't believe it because we've had the opening of schools, we've had matric results, and now we're on to registrations already for next year. But it's a month-long period from the 26th of February to the 26th of March. And we're just appealing to parents that are applying for grade 1, grade R, grade 8 especially, and if you know you're going to be moving during the course of this year, to please register now during this period. I have to say that, you know, like in previous years, a lot of parents go onto the system on the Friday, you know, when it opens, and we do experience some, you know, because of the overload of parents, it does put demand on the system, and sometimes it does crash out. Yeah. So we're just saying, if that does happen to you and you want to apply tomorrow, you know, you can apply on Saturday or Sunday or next week or the week after. It doesn't make a difference to your application. The important thing is that you get the application done by the 26th of March.
Now, Brona, is that month-long period sufficient?
I believe it is, yes, definitely. I think, you know, it's very clear what parents need. They need the report card from the previous school, which they should all have from December, the ID or birth certificate or study permit if you're a foreign national, the immunization card and the proof of residence. And I think every parent should have those you know, they should have them filed away in the cupboard or somewhere. And if not, then they can get proof that they've been to Home Affairs, for example, to apply for that birth certificate or ID. So I think, yes, a month long is a fair enough time, but it's very important that they do so in that period.
Morning, Brona. Then also just before, I've got two actually that I wanted you to comment on, but I want to just look at, you know, at the current registration opening up tomorrow online, you know, and it's great to see, you know, that these initiatives are being put in place, you know, with the portals and so forth. But I remember last year, you know, we saw that as soon as the portal was available, you know, it almost crashed basically. Mm-hmm. You know, are we seeing that our IT with regards to the portal is a little bit up to scratch now?
Yeah, well, we've increased the bandwidth, but we're also reliant on national government systems, and they do when they take strain, they unfortunately do crash quite you know, quickly. And we saw that even with the matric results on Wednesday.
Mm.
You know, as soon as there's an overload of people are trying to get into the system at the same time, then we see it. But, you know, like last year, I was one of the parents that went onto the website because I had to do my own child. And, you know, I tried on the Friday and the Saturday and Sunday, but it didn't. And then I left it till the Thursday the following week, and I had no problems at all.
I would have just called Brona.
Yeah.
I would have just called Brona.
Don't, please. No, but I'm again doing the application process for my daughter this year. So I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to wait for next week, but I've got all, but what I'm doing this week is getting all my documents prepared so that I've uploaded them onto my files and everything so that when I do go on next week, I've got everything ready and I'm ready to go. Mm. I think that's what we can, you know, just tell parents to do is just, you know, if you haven't got the documents ready, use these next few days to get them all together, and then next week you can try if you want to try next week, you know, other than if, you know, having a whole bunch of people come on the system tomorrow.
Look, I think they've got about a month, Brona. So it's true what you say. You know, don't all go because the system is becoming available tomorrow. Now everybody goes to it. Just take your time. You've got a month to do what you need to do. So you know, that allows time also for your bandwidth, for the internet, for the website to be able to handle all the traffic that goes through that. The one thing that I want to touch on before we wrap up is that we see that there are still some 8,600 pupils that are still not placed at schools. What is being done to streamline this process, because we're nearing the end of the first term?
Yes, yeah, no, it has decreased significantly over the last 3 weeks, actually. We were at 25,000 when we started the school year, and we've gotten it down to 8,000, and counting every day replacing learners. I think the important thing is that we're going to be approaching the 10th school day soon, and that is important because if a child hasn't arrived at school, a school can officially deregister that child only on the 10th school day. So that will take a lot of learners that haven't arrived back at schools or have maybe applied to more than one school, then we can take them off the system, and then that will allow us to place other learners into those slots. Obviously, there's areas of demand that that are challenging for us, and we're trying to accommodate them and see what we can put in place. We just ask parents to be patient, but it's also another significant sign that you must also apply during that application process.
Mm. Brona, perhaps speaking to us about walk-in applications, you know, how will those be conducted? Mm.
Yes, we understand that some people do not have access to the online systems or are not, you know, IT savvy. You know, most of our schools allow for parents to come in and apply online in the schools. There might be differences this year because of the COVID safety regulations. So in that case, we are asking that parents please try and apply online in their personal homes and so forth. But at the end of the day, you know, we've always said to our schools, we're encouraging the online application system because it benefits everyone from the parent to the school to WCED. But at the same time, you know, if someone cannot do an online application, they can do a paper-based application, and then it is the school that will need to upload that application then onto our website.
Mm.
We just need to ensure that everyone's application is registered. But if your application has been put up, you can track your application. And it's very easy. Instead of doing all these different forms at all these different schools, you know, you can just tick the schools. You upload your documents. You tick the schools that you want to apply in terms of preference, and then it prints out the various school forms that you can submit to the school. So it's a lot easier if you know what you're doing. And we've made a video showing parents how to use the system that they can also download and watch and see, you know, to just see how the process works, you know, on the actual website. And yeah, we just, like as I said, you know, if you do try and it does crash out tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday,
just wait
a few days and then try again.
Fantastic. Brona, one last thing. We're still finding, you know, that there are many schools in the Western Cape where parents and caregivers are expected to pay an application or a registration fee. Your comments on that? Can that still be reported?
Well, thank you, Gudrun, for raising that, because it really isn't. It's unlawful to do so. So if anyone is charging that, you can report them to the district office. You know, there's no registration fees. If you have been accepted to a school and they require fees and you've already accepted that, that's fine. But if you are applying to a school, then registration fees shouldn't apply.
Right, let's leave it at that. Brona Hammond, WCD spokesperson, talking to us this morning about the 2021 registration process that is now underway. Remember, it's going to happen from the 26th of February, that's tomorrow, and it's going to last for a month where you can actually do the necessary application online to register your learner, especially if they're going to grade 8, grade R, or grade 1.